Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show. Hey folks, Justin Jackson here. Got a question for you. Were you born in the 80s? Well, if so, you might remember this song here. That song, of course, is Two Heads Are Better Than One by Power Tool, immortalized forever in the 1989 cult classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That idea of two people being better than one is the theme for today's show. Let's get on with it. All right, welcome, podcast listeners of the world. This is the Build and Launch Show, where every week we build and ship a new product. The first week, it was an ebook called The Product Hunt Handbook. This week, we tried to build and launch a fully functional web app called Network Effects. You'll find out whether we succeeded or not in today's show. We're also going to talk a little bit about burnout this episode, how to stay healthy, and we're also going to answer a listener question. Jonathan Wuerman from Belgium wants to know more details about the time I'm investing in these projects. He writes, "We know you have a day job, family, and that you work late and on the weekends, but it's still complicated for me to evaluate the time you're investing." So we'll get into that as well. But first, let's talk about what you folks are building. This show is all about encouraging you to get off your butt, quit thinking about something, and actually build and launch your own thing. So, Corey Stone built and launched the HeroKeyboard.com. It's a special keyboard for the iPhone. Kyle Adams creates incredible icons and illustrations at KyleAdams.me. And Justin Weiss released his book, Practicing Rails. That's Justin Weiss, WEISS.com/practicing-rails. All right. So let's start this episode out by doing a little retrospective on what's happened so far. Here are some journal entries from this past week. So, when is your baby due?
19.
So, if we're gonna finish this app, we gotta do it now. We gotta do it. This is our window. Unless your baby sleeps, this is the time. We gotta do it. All right. So, it's week two of beard and launch. What am I talking about? So tired. It's Saturday, and we're into the second sprint for build and launch. My friend Marty and I are building a web app, and again, I'm just exhausted. I might have used up all my creative energy. How's it going, man?
It's going.
Do you have a chance to talk quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about our progress so far?
I feel pretty good. I think we're pretty much done in terms of functionality, at least. You know, there's lots of little polishing things to do and error checking and UI tweaks and whatnot. But I think the core functionality is reasonably good right now. So I think we're right on track for a launch.
All right. So it's Wednesday night. Then tomorrow is launch day. And, I think I overdid it. If I get too stressed out and don't sleep enough, drink too much coffee, I get stomach ulcers. And my stomach's killing me right now. But I promised I'd be transparent on this show. And Yeah, just my stomach hurts.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about burnout. It really doesn't do any of us good as makers and creators to overexert ourselves and put ourselves in bed, or even worse, a hospital bed. And I am definitely guilty of this. Thankfully, I'm feeling a lot better today, but Wednesday and Thursday were very painful days for me just because I overdid it. And we didn't get any more productivity out of that. We didn't get, you know, more stuff done. Those are basically just lost days, lost time, lost energy. I think we all have a pretty good barometer internally in terms of when, you know, we know we're going overboard. And we need to listen to those things and get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, get lots of exercise. All those things are important if we're going to be in peak form for actually doing things. So with all that being said, what was the end result? Did we launch or not? Here's the phone call from last night.
Yo.
Hey, Marty.
Let's ship. Come on.
Okay, man.
Sweet.
So you think we should do it?
I think so.
Well, cheers, man. What do you got? Are you drinking Diet Coke or something right now?
Yep. I wish I was, actually.
You did some seriously good work on this, Marty.
Hey, it was all you.
That's not true. It was really fun working with you, though. I'll probably talk about this in the podcast tomorrow, but it did feel quite a bit different having someone to just work alongside and bounce ideas off of and talk things out with.
Do it again for the production version.
Yeah, we need another launch after this one.
Yep, exactly.
So that's it. Yes, we did launch to 10 beta testers last night, and we noticed that about half of them had already signed in today. So it's out. People are using it. We still have more work to do on it. We're going to keep iterating on it. If you want to check it out and see what we're talking about, what this is, go to networkeffects.me and you can sign up for the waiting list. And yeah, we're going to keep sending out invites for people to log in and check it out. I should also quickly mention the costs that we've had so far. People are interested in those. So Marty and I figured we each put in about 2 to 3 hours a night over 7 days. So that's about 14 to 21 hours each, and I guess about 40 hours total. And this one also had a lot more costs than the ebook, than creating an ebook. Let me just see Marty's note here. So we figured we've spent almost $100. It's going to be about $100 a month to kind of maintain the different things we have going here. That includes SSL certificates, it includes Heroku, it includes, we have a private GitHub repo, domain name, web hosting for the marketing site, we bought a website theme. So there's definitely more costs with this one. Still not crazy, but I mean, $100 a month ongoing will be a lot of money if we don't get some customers soon. But yeah, those are the costs so far. About 40 hours of work, and I would say probably about $100 to start up for the first month. All right, so stand up, give yourself a stretch, because it's time to announce this week's build and launch product. That's right, a product built and launched in 7 days, and this week's going to be a bit different. Some listeners have reached out and said, you know, it would also be interesting to see you help somebody else launch a product in 7 days. I really like this idea, and I've been looking for somebody to partner with. And just today, I happen to be chatting with my friend Adam Clark. You know,
I mean, I think once the course is done, and once this one client project I have is done, I feel like a lot of weight will be lifted. But the problem is that, you know, because of things that have happened with this course, I've I still haven't created it, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got 10 days left to do it, and I've got to make it, you know, and so I have no time to do a launch strategy or anything. It's going to be one of those things, yeah, where I'm probably going to be up the night before finishing it up, and then it's going to launch on the 24th, and I'm going to tweet it and to send it to the list and say, hey guys, it's available now.
Yeah.
And that's going to result in nothing, you know, and, with the financial situation, I really needed it to be a big launch.
So here is the situation. Adam Clark is an amazing podcaster. He hosts a podcast called The Gently Mad, which is a top-rated show. It's done really well. And he pre-announced this podcasting course, Irresistible Podcasting. He pre-sold it, and now he has to deliver it, and he's run out of time. So I said, well, why don't we do a build and launch sprint together?
That could be interesting too, because it would also be like the sort of the you know, recording, like the desperation, the everything's going wrong. I've got 10 days. I still haven't done this, and, you know, and seeing how it all comes out, you know. Yeah. That could be interesting. I'd be down for that.
So we're going to do it. This week's build and launch product will be the Irresistible Podcasting Course by Adam Clark. We're going to be hustling every single day this week, 7 days, and then launching the beta version on Thursday. So stay tuned. The midweek checkup will be on Monday or Tuesday. So if you missed last episode, you should go back. I called my competitor, Kiki, and she had released a similar product to mine, the Product Hunt Manual. And we promised that we would keep each other up to date on our sales. So after 4 days, she's at 1,530. And after, let's see here, 8 days, I'm at 1,920. So very similar, still kind of neck and neck. One thing that's been really helpful for me is Gumroad just announced this a new feature that automatically deducts VAT tax. The European Union just made VAT mandatory. Now Gumroad takes care of all of that for you, so they will automatically collect and remit the tax. I've mentioned them before because they've got a really good resource for starting and building your own thing. It's called the 30-Day Challenge. Go to gumroad.com/30-day-challenge for that. And for all you folks who are still reviewing the show in iTunes, thank you so much. If you haven't done that yet, go to buildandlaunch.net/review. That's it for this week, folks. I want to keep this as short as I can. I'm Justin Jackson. That's the letter M, the letter I, and Justin on Twitter. Or you can just join the newsletter and reply to the welcome message. That's buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. Thanks for listening. And remember, sometimes two heads are better than one. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.